The VINE program allows any member of the public to track offenders from the time they enter prison until they're released. It's designed to give crime victims, especially domestic violence victims, both peace of mind and an extra margin of safety. Governor Walker's proposed budget includes $1.2 million to expand the program. Hamblin says that will cover the cost of extending it to the 10 counties that don't already offer the service.
Oftentimes the victim may not be residing in the same county, for example, that the perpetrator may be incarcerated in. And unless we have participation across the state, you always have those gaps in a protection system, and that creates vulnerabilities for the victims.
To use the system, all that's necessary is to register online by phone or email to receive real-time emails or phone calls about changes in the custody status of a given offender. A Janesville woman who asked to be identified only as Jennifer says the system worked well for her after she filed a restraining order against her husband.
I knew exactly when he was going to be released, so I could be on the lookout. Like, my mom and I, we closed all the windows in the house because he didn't know where I was. I kind of thought maybe he would know I was at my parents' house. And we just were a little bit more alert and were more watchful because we knew when he was going to be released.
Both Jennifer and Secretary Hamblin say the system may also have a positive psychological impact on offenders if they're told their victims are taking precautions to protect themselves. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.